If all beers were created equal, we wouldn't need Untappd. This is the Perfect Pour.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour craft beer show. I'm Mikey.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to drink a lot of it. We're going to give you beers to look out for, like releases. We're like, dude, you should totally look out for this beer.
You should be crushing this.
And or do that. Do that.
Do that.
And we're going to listen to some listeners do stuff. And we're going to talk about the craft beer news that we think may be cool. And that's it. What else do we do?
Nothing. And we slurp.
We have fun. We have fun.
We look at things on our phones.
It's fun.
We play songs by Paul.
But we're mostly going to drink beer. It's an excuse to get together every week and drink beer. I'm glad you have joined us. Thank you for joining us during our tailgate session. We tailgate the show. I hope you tailgate. I hope you start drinking before you listening to the show, if at all possible for you.
A little warm-up.
Yeah,
what's your warm-up? Do you give our listeners a reco for a warm-up podcast beer?
A good one would be a Founders All Day IPA Session Ale, because you want to start. You don't want to start big.
No,
you want to start light.
Ease into it.
Unless it's late at night and you're just like, I need to shut this thing down, shut my brain off.
Let's shut this mother down.
Then you go for it, full force, double up, triple up, whatever. But if you want a little, you stay together. If you're going to do a podcast, not get too crazy. Not like we've ever gotten drunk on this show before. That's never happened. That's not a thing that's happened. Founders All Day IPA, that's what we had. Matt, the Bearded Brewer 87, donated this to the show.
Yeah.
I saw it. It's always
it,
good.
I found it, not bought it.
I like it because now Chili's has it.
Oh, no.
So this is my go-to when I'm at Chili's.
So it's now, Founders All Day?
They got all day, man.
So you're a little less grumbly about it?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to go to Chili's.
Yeah, and my daughter will go to Chili's. Anytime you say Chili's, she's in. Because they got a little gaming system there. They got one of those little controllers at the tables.
Mm.
One of those little screens.
Oh, yeah. I totally know what you're
And they
about.
Got mac and cheese. So that's all
Founders
she needs.
Mac and cheese.
Yep.
Video games.
And tablet games.
I get the unlimited soup and salad.
Ooh.
And all day IPAs. Upset.
Those are not unlimited, I take.
No, they're not.
I figured you would have gone nachos, but soup
well,
and salad.
Nachos are good too.
What kind of soup?
It's usually tortilla.
Mm.
I like tortilla
soup. Chicken tortilla?
Mm-hmm. It's good. And we also had from McKellar San Diego, Beer Geek Thailand. Where did this, who got us this? What do you get?
Greg, SD Beer Talk.
Greg from SD Beer Talk? Another podcast? What? Just donating beers to another podcast?
Well, I only
Aren't we supposed to be competing?
I only asked him for pure brewing, and he's just like, oh, I threw some stuff in there. I was like, dude, you don't have to do that. Apparently he wanted to.
People are too nice to us. We don't do anything for anybody. People just give us extra beers.
Yeah, I owe him a box of beer. I've been delaying.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah, Mal will take care of it. We don't owe him nothing.
I'm going to try to send him some Valley Haze, Hop Dome, and maybe some Half Dome. See what I'm
maybe
feeling.
Maybe a Libertine, maybe. I don't know where we could get some Libertine from.
Where?
I would need a bigger box.
The Libertines, they got the big bottles.
Magnums.
And we also had Modern Times Drop Art. Saison.
What?
What?
Who are we?
Who are we? Who
what are
we?
What are we doing trending beers?
It's trendy. This is a label Can Art buy for me.
When I got home, it was like 78 degrees in my house, so it was super stuffy. So this beer would have been perfect for that. A cold, salty beer in a stuffy house sounds perfect.
The Saisons are definitely situational beers. They're not just like whenever open it up beer.
No.
To me.
What's the situation?
It's warmish and it's during the day.
Warmish. Yeah. What's the weather say? Warmish.
Warmish.
Give me a sesh. I mean a Saison.
Honey, it's warmish. Give me a Saison.
Hand me that Saison.
Those are our tailgating beers. So now we're caught up and we're ready to actually begin the show.
Oh,
begin show now. We're doing now.
Things. Yay.
Do stuff.
I thought we were the stove. What? Where are we? I thought the show already started.
It's over?
Oh,
so we need new beer to be open. That's really the official start of the show.
The first crack. The first sip.
I love gold.
There it is. Every time we open up a new beer, that's what you hear.
We don't have waters today.
This is from, they're in there. We just haven't gotten them out yet. Next trip to the beer fridge, we'll get them out.
Write yourself a note.
This was given to us by Dust Bowl Brewing out of Turlock, California.
Mm-hmm.
This is brand new Dust Bowl beer.
I like the name.
It's called Naked. That's the other one.
This beer is not naked. I can tell you that.
It's not.
Change Order.
This is Change Order IPA. It's slated to hit it. In April, so now's the time to start looking out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Change. It's available in 12-ounce six packs and in draft. It's a 7% IPA, 80 IBUs. Features two row pale malt, bro.
Oh, not six row.
And Vienna.
Who are they?
Vienna, bro.
Who do these guys think they are?
And the hops, it's got Cascade, Amarillo, and Mosaic. Together, they combine to create a clean, dry, finishing, refreshing IPA with juicy notes of tropical and citrus.
I
like the bottle.
The bottle's cool. I'm guessing they learned this term during construction of their new brewery. It's an industry term.
Change order?
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you have to change an order?
That means... shit ain't going according to plan. We need to fix this quick. Change order.
It's got that like 1920s industrial kind of
very blueprint.
Yeah, thing.
Label almost does look like a blueprint.
That's what makes me think. Industry.
So when I first had this beer, because it's been on at Goldstein's for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Kunisama just had it on draft for their tap takeover. So they've had it a few other places. To me, it's a little bit different than your typical IPA, and I kind of poked around and found out that it's not your typical ale yeast that they used in this beer. I won't say what, but it's
lager yeast.
No,
malt liquor yeast.
It's still champagne yeast. It's not your California 01 White Labs, but so that helps give a different characteristic to the beer. Because if you look at the malts, those two malts, Vienna, Two Row, those are used in IPAs across the board. If you look at that hop profile, those are very basic things. So to me, it was weird that they got a different taste out of using the same ingredients, and we know that it's not just the water. Could be the water, but it's not the water. So,
do they fix their water?
Probably.
I hear that's a thing.
Turlock water.
Delta Smelt.
I like it.
Is there a Delta Smelt beer yet?
Somebody needs to
Delta
start
Smelta?
Delta Smelta.
This is good.
A little bit of an anchovy saltiness to it.
Mm-mm.
I'm approving this.
You approve this change order?
I'm approving this change order. It's a good change.
That gets things going in the right direction.
Handshake. So far, number one beer of the show. Episode.
Because it is the only beer.
And episode. It's fresh.
Yeah. Well, fresh helps.
Thank you, Scott from Dust Bowl, for helping send this.
Michelle?
Away. Well, that too. they probably remind each other. Hey, did you send this to the perfect pour?
Good job. Well, let's get into it. Some culture, beer culture. Apparently, there's this hop dust. Have you heard of this beer brewer? Magic hop dust. It's like lupulin powdered.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a beer. Yes.
No. What's this about?
So
it's taking the world, may take the world by storm.
So they're...
You sprinkle it on your pancakes?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know too much about the chemistry, but yes, you can buy lupulin powder. I'm assuming it's the flow off from stuff that doesn't get pelletized. So it would still be useful.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's all you're trying to do when you pelletize hops is you're trying to break into the lupulin, the center of the hops.
The good stuff.
I would imagine that there'd be powder left over or a different way to process them. So they're now collecting this and using it in beer just because it takes up less volume and it gives the same effect.
Nice.
As well as they're also going into hop oils. They're concentrated hop oils to where you can get a just like a relatively small vial. You can imagine about the size of your middle finger from the top down to the base of your palm, a vial about that big, and that could replace several pounds of hops in several 100 gallons of beer or something, you know. So, but
how do you keep the regular dust away from the hop dust?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I just know a little bit about it because there might be breweries in town using it.
Whoa. Tioga?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not a
Art
huge
hop
secret.
Hop series, bro.
Anything hop series, bro.
Oh.
Like it's, I just guess. It's actually my bro.
Bro. Actual bro.
You guys are broing out too much.
Well, I mean, it's not too big of a secret. I mean, we haven't basically said, hey, look what we're doing. But if you do go on the beer forums.
Your brothers? I just imagine you're still talking about being brothers. Oh. You're going, hey, look what we're doing. We're being brothers.
Yay.
Other people expect us to do that. What's your brother been up to? Well, I see him every Wednesday. That's all I know.
On Wednesday.
Change ordering. Otherwise.
I think he's drinking
or something.
I know on Wednesdays he likes to drink beer. I mean, I don't mean to say anything. But
I know our brewmaster, Kevin, went on to the Central Valley Craft Beer page and offered up hop powder for sale to other brewers or hops in general. So
he went on the black market to make a little extra cash. That's cool.
Well, he just says, hey,
backdoor hop dust.
So,
wow. That's the new rage. Hop dust.
We were always willing.
What happens if you snort it? Do you know this?
I would imagine that'd be very bad for you.
Well, not sure.
Direct hit.
Sure, the other stuff is good for you. Right. So then do it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean,
but did you die?
What I'm hearing is try it.
Also say is there, even though it's just like a couple of pounds of hops that go into the coil, you have the boil, you have to remember that it's pounds going into like 900 gallons. So you're a lot less concentrated than a 900 gallon batch of beer. So.
That's stealing the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Snorting some hop dust.
That's why when you do 5 gallon batch, you're adding like an ounce of hops. So
one, just one little ounce.
Yep.
That's all you need.
A drop will do you.
What's going on out there, Matt? What do you think's going on? What do you think? What do you think about craft beer happenings?
So I had time to go through my DVR, and then there's this TV show that popped up. It really piques my interest. It has the most perfect title of any cooking show or food show that you would want.
All right.
It's called Burgers, Brews, and Q.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on there, but...
So
it's the guy from The Chew, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I haven't
watched it.
So he goes around the country like you would with Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He goes around, talks about his favorite places that have good barbecue. He pairs it with beer. And, you know, burgers are also featured. But what frustrates me about the show is in the very beginning, they're always like, this is a beer from so-and-so or it pairs for this. And then it gets later in the show and they just keep talking about the food in great context.
Beer.
And then they just... The beer is just in the background. They don't even talk about it. And I'm like, it's in the title.
We're done.
You got to at least say a Saison or, you know, something.
Nope.
So I turned on the most recent episode. I picked it at random. I didn't know that who was going to special guest in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so his special guest for the day ended up being Kendra Wilkinson, which some people might remember her. She's portrayed as a TV personality. Some of you might remember her from... The Hugh Hefner's play Oh. Your girlfriends when he had the three blondes in the TV show. So she's one of those.
Oh, okay. I remember. Now I remember. Yeah.
She since had a TV show about her marriage with not Hugh Hefner and that kind of life. And so I was just like, I'm all, why are they touring Detroit? And he's just like, oh, my friend Kendra's in town. We're in Detroit and I wanted to show her places to go. So I was like, well, let's see. I was like, let's see how this goes.
She just happens to be in town.
And so the first place they stopped at was Slow Barbecue. And, you know, they had some barbecue dishes and stuff like that. And they right out the gate, they're like, oh, we're going to have an Atwater. I think they called it a delay. It was a Kolsch beer. And I was like, okay, of course they like the Kolsch beer. They pair with the barbecue. It's easy going. I was like, okay, well, maybe they'll kick it up a notch. And then they went to a second place called Jolly Pumpkin, which they featured pizza, and they sat in front of the bartender. Immediately they poured the beers. I was like, all right, this is going to be good. We're going to start talking about beer. And the bartender's like, oh, this is a goes. It's has Alaskan sea salt, yuzu, lime, lemon peel, and coriander. Doesn't say if it's from them, where he brews from, or what the actual brewing company was. So I was like, did Jolly Pumpkin make this? Did they not? Is this just a brewer that stepped behind the bar and is like, hey, my beer's on draft. And then they immediately went to another one called Rosilla, which was a Flanders Red. And everybody agreed that it was a summer beer. And they, that was it. Then they went on to talking to food. And then they went to a third place, which did sliders. It was called Green Dots Stables. And all you could see by that point, they just, they showed a photo in the background of beer and it was like crisp, you know, straw, golden color. So I figured it was just like an ale, nothing fancy considering what they talked about. And then they went Foaling, which was, it's okay. Foaling. This was an interesting one. It looks like two cornhole boards on either side. Instead of the hole, they put bowling pins on there in the diamond pattern and you have a football and you're supposed to throw the football at the bowling pins and knock them over. And that's the whole thing of Foaling. So that was pretty interesting. But same thing. They didn't talk about the beer at all. And it, the most you could tell it was hazy and a medium hazy goldish grab color. So I just assumed that they had an IPA. And so I was just happy that there's a show. But then I was sad because I'm like, well, it's introducing
the part I care about.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're introducing people that probably are not that craft eccentric. And you're not even talking about it.
Not impressed.
But the whole time she's like, this is the best beer I've ever had. This Kolsch. And
this is the best she's beer.
Like, I'm from San Diego, so I know things about food and beer. And it's like, yeah, sure you do.
I know things about getting naked.
I hear she's at fall all the time.
Yeah. The best one, the most cringeworthy thing that she said during the whole show was they were at the Jolly Pumpkin restaurant and they had the Flanders Red. And she's like, this is a good summer beer. I would drink this all along. Where can I get this in Los Angeles? And I was like, oh my God. I'm all, why this question? A place they probably don't distribute to.
Nerds.
So that's my love hate of a TV show that damn has
it
beer in the
I name. Know. I had such high hopes.
Yep.
So now, I know not to watch it. I've been meaning to watch it.
There's going
to
be a guest star. There's going to be amazing barbecue, but you just, they'll leave you hanging on the beer part. They don't put it in the show notes. They don't put it on the website. Nothing.
They're like, damn Portlandia. Even though this year they did have some beer and that was 10 barrel.
And Caldera. They had Caldera.
Okay.
Cans of Caldera. Yep.
They had Caldera at least. But they did use 10 barrel. Yeah,
the major feature of that episode.
Yeah.
This is craft beer.
Because that damn Dos Equis sponsorship has fucked everything up.
They killed the beer.
They killed it in it. So what else is going on out there in the culture of craft beer?
That's all I got. I just wanted to rant about that one thing. So
sorry, I'm making lots of noises.
We are not recommending watching beer. Barbecued beers and barbecue.
What about Bar Rescue?
Bar Rescue.
Good show. Not craft beer centric in any way. I think somebody went to the Guinness factory and somebody went to the Samuel Adams factory. So that's about how crafty they got.
Yes.
And the one
place. Do you learn tips for running a tap room? You're like, oh, yes. Have you ever seen something that somebody's doing wrong and you're like, oh shit, we do that. I better change that.
You have to triangulate your pattern.
I mean, any tips that they do give out about any sort of management and or lazy people, that's kind of an obvious thing, but you kind of need somebody to point it out. That's kind of true, but the other things are just kind of over-exaggerated, like cleaning and things like that. And people, I mean, either
you usually keep they top come of it or in, you don't. And the lazy person's pissed off, and they get rid of the lazy person, and then they do a makeover, and everything's cool. And somebody's not doing the bookkeeping properly. And
the owner's drinking all day.
I don't watch Bar Rescue that much. I've never only seen me one or two. I've seen that British military guy that redoes the restaurants.
Wow, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on anymore, but he's like big. He's all big, and he comes in. He's all, you gotta change this. You gotta change that.
Say it right.
It's not proper. Right. What are you doing? Is that good? He's got to show up for walk on time, doesn't he? That's not at all how he sounds.
That's the most amazing thing.
I would watch that show.
About these shows is like they'll say like, oh, we spent $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000. That was our budget to renovate the whole place, and they make it look very good. And I know things are donated, but it's just like most of these people spend like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in debt on these places. They're like, I can't afford to put carpet in this place. I can't afford to fix the holes in the drywall. But it's like, you can go $1 million in debt. You can afford to not do, I mean, you can afford to be lazy or, you know, all these bad habits.
All those shoes do bad habits. Scare me way the hell away from owning anything.
If you ever had an idea about owning a bar,
just watch one of those shows and you're like, fucking no way.
I like drinking better.
I just like showing up. What else is going on out there? Nick.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you, bro.
Is it me?
We're looking at you.
First time caller.
Long time listener, first time caller.
First time caller.
662-180. Ding.
Did I win? My
that's
caller 11?
That's a radio show reference.
What's a radio show?
I don't know. Oh.
Ailsmith had
it's a show that's not really live. That's on a 5-minute delay and everyone thinks it's live, but it's not.
So they still play records, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Turntables, vinyl.
If you'd listened to 89 or what was the one Devoya used to be on?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't 90.7?
Well, she was on 90.7 too, but...
Oh.
Anyway.
Nice.
Sorry.
Local reference. Local tangent. We need a local tangent button too. Can you doctor that up?
Local tangent.
Tangent on the tangent.
We need to segregate our tangents here.
Yeah, come on. I mean, let's split them up.
Right? Yeah. Let's modify.
That's really what this show's been lacking.
Is a tangent specific
more tangent drop. Specific drops.
Yes. So Ailsmith released barrel aged Speedway Stout and barrel aged Old Rum Skull. Maybe it's I don't know if both are barrel aged, but instead of Old Numb Skull, it's Old Rum Skull.
I see what they did there.
So I'm guessing it is rum barrel aged Old Numb Skull. And they had apparently they had to do this pre-sale. Mikey's being attacked by his microphone. So it must have been a pretty big deal if you had to pre-order these beers, and it was brewery only pickup. You cannot, they will not ship these to you.
Can only come to the brewery.
Yeah.
Black market beer.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be, more bottles will be traded than actually enjoyed, sadly. Traders.
Traders.
ISO.
For trade. Sam Adams, Rebel Raw.
Wonder what he could get. Somebody.
We should just throw that up there. See.
Somebody's done that.
We have an enjoy after 7/4/13 in the fridge. Do you mean enjoy by? No, it's after. I guarantee you.
No, it's after now.
Gold Sharpie scratched out. After. Yes. How about. Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Mind the noise.
Sorry. Lots of running around backstage right now.
Was that cracker really worth it?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to jump back to
the year 2000.
The year 2000. And or 2 weeks ago. recovery beers.
Ooh.
I never got to talk about.
Oh,
did
man.
I? Or did I?
I think
you or said. Did I not? I what? Told them what I said what they were, but I did not get to talk about my enjoyment of having the finish line of a race right in front of a friggin' brewery.
Yep.
So this needs to happen more often. I hope. I don't know if.
Ooh, what brewery was it?
San Diego Boys. I wonder if they have a bike race that ends.
whatever marathon race that ends, there's probably a brewery.
There's probably
there.
A brewery there.
No matter what, they a stoplight, a stop sign, a end of a race, whatever they end at, there's a brewery.
If there wasn't when they started the race, there probably was by the time they ended the race.
That's a good joke.
So, anyways, my bike ride ended right at Tioga Sequoia's front doors,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the new route this year.
Good
they
route.
They used to end on Tulare, so which Boo, is
Tulare.
Stadium North,
mm-hmm.
Tioga being Stadium South.
South Stadium District.
So, it was pretty rad to cross the finish line, make a U-turn, and ride right into Tioga's
sir,
front gate.
Yes. Michelob's that way. Yeah. Sir, your free Michelob sir, is over
free
here.
Free Michelob's over here.
Free, did you say free?
Free, wait.
I'll see you later.
Wait. What was that thing about any beer? I don't remember anymore. I heard free beer. Free
I heard beer. Free beer.
Or it was,
and a t-shirt.
Or it was...
I'm here for my t-shirt and free beer. Ah, sir, that's... That you need to go to the race.
I free think beer! It was
Michelob Ultra and Heineken Light.
I it think was.
Were the choices.
Ooh,
those are your choices.
Heine Light.
And Neil Patrick Harris was handing out the Heineken Lights.
Yeah, no, it was Chris Traeger.
Chris Traeger.
Are you literally thirsty right now?
I could not be more impressed with your progress.
Sir, you just finished a marathon and you're not even sweating. I have a resting heart rate at 12. My body's a microchip.
Parks and Rec. Oh, you know what? You don't watch Parks and Rec, bro?
I do watch Parks
okay,
and Rec.
Okay, good.
I just thought it would be necessary. To
you're a little too quiet, though.
So, yeah, my recovery beer was the Orange You Glad from Tioga Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a trend. I'm glad. I'm Orange You Glad. I'm glad. I'm glad Fresno is catching on to being bike-friendly and craft beer-friendly because now there's a ride that starts at Gazebo Gardens and ends at Gazebo Gardens.
Whoa.
And so your reward for the evening ride is a freshie, a crushable.
Freshie crusher?
Nice cold can of whatever you want.
Oh, man.
And also...
Where do you go out to?
I haven't been yet. I got to do this ride. I think you ride out to Woodward Park.
It's like a Gazebo Gardens sponsored ride.
No, that's just a group put together a ride, and that's that's their start and finish.
Mm-hmm.
By group. But then, like, how do you get the beer for free?
No, that one's not free.
Oh, you gotta pay. They're like
just like Tioga.
You're encouraged to pay for a new beer.
Just like Tioga, you gotta pay for your dang beer.
I didn't know because Bearded Bro ripped it up. Yeah, I paid for it.
Shh,
secret. You got to know the password.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those bike rides are pretty cool.
I listen
cool.
to a lot the of perfect people, core password well, accepted.
A lot of people that come see. To Tioga, they are part of the bike riding community that you're speaking of.
Nice. That's good.
And you'll see Silviano. He's
you got
things.
One of the yes. Tioga Sequoia bike shirts. Biker guy shirts.
I was one of three that day that
jerseys.
That wore my Tioga jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Silviano was the other one.
Yep.
We were twinsies.
Are those for sale in the tap room?
Yep.
Oh.
They got two. They got the Forest Service logo,
mm-hmm.
and then they got the Golden 99 logo.
And they're both bright.
Yes.
You will be seen.
You will be seen.
Safety is important,
yep.
and or you'll get it whether you want it or not. I'm waiting for my Rush Hour jersey. That's what I want.
Oh, you want that? You want to represent Rush Hour?
I want.
That's a pretty common thing for beer craft breweries to have as a bike outfit
mm-hmm.
to sell.
Stout right. powered.
Stout power. Ooh, that's stout a good look.
Yeah, I think breweries like Deschutes and Stone, I believe they even sell jerseys at like REI and stuff like that.
Wow. Oh, you mean their local REI?
No, just I think you can go to the Fresno one and buy a stone.
I'm going to look for this.
I think so. People have told me this before. Because they're like, oh, so glad you have these versus us going to REI and buying a stone one. I was like, well, okay, that's news to me. I took it for face value.
Yeah, dang, that lame stone beer.
Stone.
Who likes stone anyway?
Who's ever heard of them?
I know, I've seen Bike Dog has one. I'm interested in getting one of those.
That would be a cool jersey, especially with that bright blue color that they have.
Speaking of culture, Bike Dog, are you still okay? Because Bike Dog has sold 22% of the company. 22%. Mm-hmm. You still okay with Bike Dog? Or no, damn it, not Bike Dog.
Son of a bitch. Joke's on you.
Mike, are you doing fake news?
Fake news, bro. Brew Dog, not Bike
Dog. Oh, Brew Dog, yes.
Yeah, totally Blue the dog. Same thing.
Blue Did you see their satirical letter to the open letter to the public about guys we haven't been punks for many years now. I can't believe you keep believing this.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I don't know if it was real or not. It sounded real, but they're basically saying all this beer for punks and, you know, rebelistic attitudes they still have. They're like
punk rock.
We've been corporate long. Way too long to be even doing this anymore, but people still believe it. So we hope you see the irony in the situation.
Well, if they're presenting it in a way of like, we know we're full of shit now, we're still punk rock, but we know we're full of shit kind of thing. I'm okay with that, but
at least they realize what they are. You know, they own what, 40 breweries around the world, or maybe 40 tap rooms or something like that.
Yeah, that probably sounds better.
Yeah.
They're
corporate.
Every time they need to expand, they do a big
a crowdsource.
Crowdsourcing instead of doing it on their own. So, they're still independent.
Wow, so 20,
Greg,
how much? 22%?
Yeah, Greg Hot Cook. Of Stone said that he's cool with them still.
Wow.
Just because he's basically just saying that they're not, 22% isn't controlling them. They're still, he's kind of the mindset, which I have the mindset too. If you still control the day to day, the decisions of the brewery, if you're still the one making the decisions and nobody else can make the decisions, and or influence you of your decisions, then you're still indie, as far as I'm concerned.
But I wonder if some of that's going on at Firestone. I don't know if you guys follow the Don't Drink Beer blog.
Yes.
So he was disappointed. He's cool. He was disappointed in this year's Parabola. Oh, yeah. Yeah, his writing is top notch.
He's got that long running thing with, like, I kind of vaguely understand with the Golden Road, and if you tried the half thing and that whole he just dumps on Golden Road all the time, which I really like. So
I am a fan.
Yeah,
but he was disappointed with this year's Parabola, and I'm probably gonna feel the same way once I try it. But I wonder if Firestone is getting these little tweaks of economizing their structure, you know, like the whole going to 12-ounce format. Mm-hmm. And like, I wonder if Parabola is being, you know, cheapened up a little bit to make the profit margin a little bigger. I wonder if that's happening. I'm not saying it is.
But well, yeah.
Things are changing.
They've opened themselves up to that kind of thought, you know, criticism is they are, you know, profit. Profit is something that they pay attention to, so.
Yeah. And they should make profit.
Right. I'm not saying shouldn't. Right, but you're meaning that it may influence their decisions rather than just like, let's just do what we want and hopefully it makes profit. They're like, well, maybe this won't make as much money, so let's put them in 12-ounce bottles and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. If we cut this back a little bit, will people notice? Well,
that's the kind of shit we watch out for, man.
That's right.
We're here. That's what we're here for. Watchdogging.
Watchdogging.
That's the new name of the show. We're changing it. It's called Watchdogging.
Watchdogging.
Watchdogging, the craft beer asshole podcast.
That sounds more appropriate.
Okay, we'll get represented on the iTunes page all the time.
That's right. We're just here to hate.
Yep.
What's the Star Wars line?
Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, that's what we'll do from now on.
Mm-hmm. What else? Got other things?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, how was your opening day, Mikey? We never talked
opening
about that.
Opening day. We'll get to that in the BingCon, maybe, hopefully.
All right.
Just like last week, I'll say it, then we'll see if we get to it.
We'll see if we get to it.
We'll see.
Even I've noticed the rampant flood of baseball and beer photos lately, so I know this is a thing.
You know, baseball has begun.
Yes.
Baseball is a thing. Stanley Cup playoffs are happening, NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And
you guys watch the Golf Masters? How about the Golf Masters?
I did watch the final few moments of the final round, yes.
Wow.
It was interesting because it was a playoff and all that stuff.
You sports fellows in your beer.
Oh, sports. Should have
been open. Yes.
Oh, thank God somebody said it.
Ooh. Oh, that was bad. That was off mic kind of. That was my bad.
That was a 12-y. That's the new slang for 12-ounce cans. It's a 12-y.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it is.
I heard a kid say it in the store today.
You want to go for a 12-y? I think I still have the audio. If somebody was paying attention on our Twitter stories, on Instagram, I mean, and then when I was in
Total Wine, the bros.
There was a guy who was all, I almost happened to be recording. I was like, I got a little bit of it, the audio. And he was like, yeah, how about Sierra? It was like Sierra, I think. He was like, how about some Sierra? Yeah, never get a hangover, bro. Never get a hangover. I drink this stuff, man.
They put anti-hangover medicine in there.
I was just like, oh, my God, this is happening right now. While I'm recording, there's a bro talking about beer.
Broing out. Have you been to a beer tasting at the Total Wine yet?
It was like starting to happen when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
And like people all of a sudden started, there was like no line because like there was,
they were all getting free wine.
It was like local guys. I think it might have been the Tac Ops guys, maybe.
Okay.
I want to say it was the Tac Ops guys and Tioga. And there was a Tioga guy that I didn't know who.
Yeah,
they
always do two different breweries.
Yeah, it was a Tioga and Tac Ops, I think. And they were like setting up. While I was kind of wandering around, and then when I was about to leave, all of a sudden there was like this line that wasn't there before. And I was like, holy shit, what's happening?
Hey, everybody, free beer!
Free beer! I think it's 10 cents. Reggie559 was in there.
Technically,
he got some 10 cent free, or 10 cent Tioga.
10 cent free Tioga.
Yep.
The kid that was there, was he tall, clean shaven,
blonde? Yeah. Yep.
Call him Spunkster. That's Spencer.
Yeah.
He's our
Reggie was texting me. He's like, do you know this dude? I'm like, I don't think so.
He's quote unquote intern, but yeah, he is like
intern.
22-year-old about to graduate college with like accounting degree. So like, hey guys, how's it going? Oh my God, I'm full of energy. And it's like, what have you eaten today? Oh, three bags of Skittles. That's what I've had for breakfast. You're like, oh, come on. You're like,
yep. And you can get away with that when you're that age. That can be just fine.
Yeah, just tell them you know me.
Coffee is not a meal. I guess we'll never figure it out.
Yeah, I like that. What was that, you or Matt?
That was Matt. Like,
your body's just all, it was like, I don't know why I feel like shit. I drink coffee and then.
Eat a vegetable. Coffee is not a meal. Sleep. And it's like, well, guess we'll never know.
Guess we'll never know. I slept 5 hours and drink coffee all morning. I don't know why I feel like shit.
Yeah. Those are great.
Where the hell were we? Oh, we opened a beer.
Oh, we opened it. Oh, a Creature Comfort.
This is donated to the show by Lumber Jose. Creature Comfort. I remember asking, we had not got Creature Comfort before. We knew Lumber's in Georgia, and we're like, dude, Lumber, get some Creature Comfort. He's like, it's not that easy, bro. It's not everywhere. But he managed to do it, and this one's got some buzz behind it.
Yeah.
What's it called? Tropicalia?
I don't see any buzz behind it. Tropicalia IPA, 12 fluid ounces. Ripe and juicy, aromatic and balanced.
It's good.
Did you pay attention to the instructions?
No. Uh-oh. Typical man. Didn't read the instructions. Just started building. Ah, I don't need that shit.
Drink, crush, recycle.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Right. Crush the beer or crush the
crush beer? Crush it. Yeah. Which are they referring to? That's
subject to interpretation.
Mmm. This is good.
Instructions this is West unclear.
Coast. This is tasting West Coasty to me.
I wonder if that's the Cali part.
Yeah. Purposely did a West Coast.
I really like this beer.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I would not kick this beer out of bed, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
What would you kick it out of?
I'm approving this one, too. It's not right now. It's battling with that Dust Bowl.
Ooh.
Also fruity, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Not dry.
Mm-hmm.
In a not dry way.
Not dry, but not malty either.
Yeah, I can't evaluate dryness right now because it feels like I've been eating Captain Crunch for like the past 4 hours. So my mouth just feels raw.
You must cook the tater tots first. So.
Okay. I did have tater tots for lunch. Okay. Good call.
Well, come on. Like, with Matt, you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to throw 50-50 out.
Right,
so,
there.
Tater tots, you had them, right? Oh, whoa, dude. You totally guessed it. I had tater tots. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. No pizza with pineapple on it?
I also did have that today, too. I hit Popolo's on the way home.
What the hell are you doing bread. That for?
Because I don't understand your hate for this.
What? I don't understand why people like pineapple on their pizza.
Because it's delicious.
No, it's not.
I'll have to send you a photo. There's a...
No, producer Becky likes pineapple on her pizza, too. I'm
well,
not,
there you go.
Maybe not... that's why we like her more.
Everybody likes her more.
The smart one in the relationship.
Yeah. I'm not new to it. I'm very used to it. But just like I don't like the... You know, we would get half pineapple, half pepperoni mushroom. That's basically.
Oh, so you're a pain in the ass classic. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the pain in the ass. Yeah. But I don't like my slices that are next to the pineapple slices.
The border slices? Yeah,
because they taste like fucking pineapple.
Because pineapple crosses the border.
Yes,
and
it does.
You don't like it?
Does anyone, your pineapple pieces, you're like, oh, this tastes like pepperoni. Nobody says that. But when the pineapple
because that's delicious,
yeah. But when your pieces start tasting like pineapple on your side, you're like, "This bullshit."
The only way
I have to have border slices are like I save those for like if I'm still hungry, I guess I'll eat the border slices.
So I have a question: are you fresh or canned mushroom guy?
Canned.
Okay, either way.
Well, I like fresh.
Too, either way, I don't care.
Peanuts.
That's my point.
Peanuts canned. I'm all about it.
But yes, either way, you taste the mushrooms on the pizza, even if you pick them off or it's near it. So that's the only way I could relate with you, but pineapple's good.
Really? Let's just say it's a damn good thing they don't put bananas on pizza. That would ruin all shit.
I'm sure somebody's tried it.
I think they do. If you go to like John's Incredible, I think they have like probably have a peanut butter banana
John's
pizza.
Incredible.
That sounds about right.
Has some weird cheese. That peanut butter isn't bad, though, at John's Incredible. I've tried it.
I'm going to try this.
All right. Well, hey, it's a buffet. You can try everything.
Okay, this is not the pizza podcast. I could go on for days.
Damn it. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
If you want to try a pizza podcast, we can try it, work it out.
Yes.
Just let me know.
Done. Done. What do I say?
Done. No emails this week. We do have other things, though. Mike? Will you call me tonight
and leave me the voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. And looking ahead... This is the lightest voicemail week I've ever seen for a long time.
What are we doing wrong?
It makes me worry that maybe Google Voice is effing up because I remember Tasty Niche was like trying to leave voicemails and said it was just ringing. But she did leave us a lovely email voicemail at least. And we're either that or we're just not I don't know. People are scared to leave voicemails, man. Don't be scared. We like the voicemails. And here is the first voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Nope.
Scotty B.
Hey, I listen to most of the Grab Safety Tony Bag Tyler show.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say so far, and I'm at the Bencott drinking right now.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Great show. It's fun.
It really is a great show. And I also want to say, it was great meeting Tyler at Goldstein's right before this show. And hope to meet him again someday. He has a lot of information that I should use.
Mm-hmm. Brewer.
And something else I wanted to say. I always forget my additional things that I want to say.
You can do it, Sky B. You can do it.
Keep up the great work.
Scotty B. It's not a show unless Scotty B calls. That's something. Tyler and Scotty B need to hang out more. I think that would be rad.
Perfect Four. Hey, it's Evil Circle here. So with Easter Sunday coming up, I want your guys' opinion on what your drink of choice is for the day. Might be doing something with the family, maybe with the kids. So not sure what kind of beer you're looking for. Maybe a hoppy beer, you know, a session IPA, maybe a foggy IPA, maybe even a barley wine.
That sounds good, Chief. Never.
Love to know what you guys think, and keep up the good work.
All right. I like it. Short, to the point. Easter, man, there's not a definitive beer for Easter. I mean, spring beers, meaning something hoppy, I assume.
God damn it. Poplo's would post a photo right now.
Yeah, just right now.
A pizza murdered Matt with mushrooms.
Matt is showing a picture of Poplo's showing a piece of just covered in mushrooms. God damn. So, Easter beer.
Yeah. I think your last good weekend to drink a stout outdoors without being burnt to a crisp.
All right. That's a good point. Like, this is your last... your last hurrah for any stout weather beers. Because
the next one you're going to have, you'll need a shade cover and misters. Because
Fresno, we have not had a hot day yet this year. And usually we've had some hot days, as like a hot streak at this point.
Yeah. Into April is always finicky. It's either threatening torrential rains and or blaring sun.
Yep. Spring beer. You got to go with spring.
Spring.
That was me this morning. I walked outside with pants on. I said, nope, and walked back in and put on shorts.
Whoa.
You just don't have tearaway pants?
Well, I guess any pants are tearaway if you try hard enough.
Uh-huh. These will be shorts now.
I can't. Yeah, I'm trying to think what I'm going to do for Easter as far as beer-wise. And, you know, it's an important question. It's going to be light.
Yeah. How light? We talking sesh? Are we just talking light
sesh.
And color?
Sesh.
Pale ale?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pale. Under 6%.
When do you get to start your Easter Sunday drinking?
Afternoon. Oh, okay. Gotta wait till afternoon. All the Easter Bunny wild kazoo dies down. Yeah. You don't want to be drunk and then be like, you know, the Easter Bunny. Have you really thought about the Easter Bunny really like screws up the whole thing, because Santa is like kind of like, all right, I think maybe that could be possible. But if you start breaking down the Easter Bunny's again, you're like, whoa, wait a second. What the hell? There's
mythical
no way.
Creature.
Yeah, come on.
Oversized rabbit shitting chocolate,
you
know, everywhere.
You want to make sure you're together all morning so you don't blab out something.
At least for a few more years.
Right. I'm trying to think what I'm going to go with. I don't know. I haven't bought my Easter beer yet.
Mm-hmm. Got an important day ahead of you.
Yeah. It's not like a huge day, but it is a day.
I meant You mean, I meant the day before Saturday, you have to make a decision to which beer you're going to you're gonna buy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, man. Indecisive. Chicks don't like that, dude. I gotta get decisive. Nobody's got any more issues.
I thought you were queuing up another voicemail.
I am. Last voicemail of the week. You believe that, guys?
Damn.
This is it.
This feels wrong.
Feels. Whoa, but it's true. Easter Sunday talk all week long.
Podcast. I just want to wish everybody a happy Bunny Day, happy Peeps Day, happy Easter, happy Passover. And with the celebrations going on this weekend, I say, just what are you going to be drinking? What are you going to be eating, Holmes? What are you going to be munching, I say?
Marching?
What are they? Check it out. Hey, another question would be IPA, session ales, and yeah, ales, pale ales, I say. But a quick thing, Holmes, snacks, I say.
Snacks.
That's a good snack.
Snacks.
While you're drinking your hoppy beers, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a soft pretzel, Holmes?
No.
No. Cheese? No, no.
Or is it chips and salsa?
Okay.
Closer.
Yep.
Peanuts in a shell, Holmes?
Did you say ham?
My go-to.
Ham? Snack ham?
Snack ham.
Want some snack ham?
Another thing, eh? Mikey?
Yeah, what's
you
up?
You don't know nothing about pizza, Holmes.
What?
Pineapple on pizza?
Yes.
It's no, it is not.
Just like pineapple and al pastor, that shit goes good together, Holmes.
Pineapple is fine on its own. Not on a pizza.
Pineapple, you don't know nothing, eh? You don't know nothing.
Me and Rad Stacy are on our own little island.
Nick Holmes. I hope somebody makes Scotty D. Here's a hint. Pineapple pizza IPA.
Orale.
Ooh, I like a pineapple IPA.
Pineapple, fuck it, Holmes. Orale, this is true your beer. And just be safe out there, Holmes. Be safe with your weevils. I say, make sure no kids are grabbing them. Eh?
Whoa.
Peace out. All right, peace out, Chew.
Don't.
Happy Easter, Chew.
Don't forget where you hid the real ones anyway. Let them rot and stink. Man.
I've been told that this Sunday we'll be enjoying tri-tip, macaroni salad, pilaf, green salad, and fruit.
Mm. Solid.
You forgot the most important.
Solid
our snacks.
Easter.
Bean dip snacks. Is in order. I hear there's a bean dip.
Well, I always hope for bean dip.
Guacamole.
That's our snack.
That's the one that I always hate that when we're at a party. It's like, oh, I could throw together some bean dip. Does anybody want bean dip? It's like, yeah.
Why are you asking?
Does dip ever not get used? The problem with dip is there's never enough.
If there's dippable items open on the bar, they will
get dipped.
Taken care of.
And if you really plan well, you could go full on all seven layers in the bean dip.
Did anybody read the Onion article about this?
No.
No. So I read the Onion. How did I not see this?
They have a seven-layer dip chip fiasco. The Tostitos broke it down in the seven-layer dip.
Is that the rescue chip?
Rescue chip, yeah. That's
I saw the cover.
I have done that.
I didn't read the article.
I have done that. I saw that. I was like, yep.
Rescue.
You break a chip off in the dip, and then you get another chip to rescue that chip.
That's right.
And then
there's no fingers directly in the punch, please.
No.
As far as beers... since the brother is going, according to Facebook, I had recently come up on a 2013 barrel-aged narwhal. So think that would be
there's
going to
be a narwhal.
Occasion beer.
Beer. Stout session.
Wow, yeah. Got to get them in there.
I mean, I'll probably bring a six-pack of XPA or something hoppy so I can space myself between those big beers.
I'm on board with this pale ale. Easter beer.
Official Easter beer. Pale ale.
Yeah.
Skip the stout.
Session, skip the IPA, pale ale. Nice.
I like it.
Solid.
Also, onion dip.
Onion dip.
Ruffle, ridge.
For like a
ruffles.
French onion?
Yeah, French onion dip. That's my go-to dip.
Like you just open the tub.
It always has to have it.
Like you open the tub of sour cream, you mix in the packet, and just...
Yep, that's it.
It's a solid
nothing
snack.
Never fails.
Nice.
And it's always gone. There's never, never, ever right. French onion dip still there.
There's never leftovers for breakfast the next day.
No.
It's always like a happy, sad moment when they only put out half of it and they put the container back in the fridge and you can just polish it off. You're like I couldn't possibly eat any more. And they're bring like, well, here's some more.
Here's some more.
Wait, what?
Bring it out.
Mikey's eyeing that going, that ain't all of it.
No.
That ain't all of it.
I know better. I know better. There's no way.
Let's see, back there. I only had two beers and the dip's gone already. This can't be all of it.
No. Nope. More.
I'll say, I do miss parties at the aunt's house because she made the best ranch dressing.
For the veggies.
Or the veggie ranch dip.
Yeah, that's good
I don't want to, it's just like, it's sacred. I don't know what she does.
The only time we'd eat raw veggies just to eat more ranch.
ranch.
You're really just carrying the ranch to
delivery system. Yes. That's all it is. So. That's the Easter.
That's it.
We've tackled Easter. Thank
you. Hail ale, mix in a stout for dessert, and you're good to go.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Even Paul's out of it today.
He's like, Paul's like not into it.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Five five 549-0542. Call and tell us stuff to talk about, and we'll do it. Or just check in, man. Yeah. Those of you that used to be regulars and don't call anymore, check in. Let them know you're still alive. And we need to think about a new beer and maybe go to the beer fridge. And let's see if we got the right beer fridge, Mike. Yes.
Hey, there's that noise again.
I hope nobody's listening to me over here. I just came to relieve a big fart.
Nobody's listening.
All right. What do we want?
He's having trouble over
fridge
there.
Fridge mic in full effect.
a little winded making that journey.
Yeah. I started my cardio workout again, so I'm a little sore.
Yogging with the soft J.
I believe it's a soft J.
Jesus. Whoa. Jesus. Wow, that's a hot fridge.
Somebody want watermelon?
Careful, those libertines in there.
Watermelon Dorado? Is that what you said?
That is not what I said.
Green Flash Mosaic?
Does anybody know if Orchard's put in a tap room yet?
Damn it.
Where's my hardware store?
Hardware store tap room. So I can get drunk and start making hardware purchases.
What about the Infidel?
Infidel.
Isn't that one of a reference to a video game or something?
Sure.
What's a video game?
God damn it.
Can I do that while I'm riding my bike?
Turkey Buzzard, that's a good band.
Metal. Sounds metal.
We're still listening.
Still waiting.
There's a new shelf of cans for the Perfect Pour on the top shelf.
Shit. It's tri-divided?
The Perfect Pour has in the middle, all those cans in the middle, that's all Perfect Pour cans.
We have a can section now?
Yep, we have a can section now. So, you know, can away.
A can away. A can a day will keep the doctor away.
We're still listening to the... I think he's in. I think I heard the shut. Yep. Oh, man. What did he come back with? Oh, my gosh. There's a Libertine. There's a Tioga. Uh-oh. And we're in case of an emergency. We're set.
And there goes tomorrow.
And tomorrow is done.
Leave me a voicemail.
No, too soon.
Oh, no, wait. Too soon. There's a cork. Damn it. There's a cork. Right.
Apparently, I don't know how to.
It's this new Total Wine opener.
Total Wine gave me a free opener. I don't think they even knew who I was.
You didn't have
still
to
gave me a free
pull
opener.
Out your VIP card?
No. Excuse me, media.
Here's a sticker.
Here you go. Here's a Perfect Bar sticker. Oh, look. It looks like Beer Brew knows what he's doing.
It's a two-step
there
process.
There it is.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show.
All right, so we have Smashing Chains of Uncommon Origins from Libertine, a wild IPA with Grenache grapes from Halter Ranch, having been fermented in and barrel-aged in French oak.
Did we have this last week?
We had a grape beer. I don't know if it was this.
So many good beers.
It's not that tart.
I will tell you, after that show last week, the Libertine show with a lot of sour beers, I wouldn't say I'm a sour beer guy, I definitely started liking them more and was not put off by them at all. I enjoyed all of them.
This is good. Not too tart.
I can see sours being a good Easter beer.
There you go.
Add a little flavor to them.
It's a good idea for Easter beer. Just go to Libertine. Buy the bottles.
Sometimes you can find bottles at Moreau Show.
Yeah. That one in Madeira, that place in Madeira has the Valero in Madeira off the 99 has some Libertine bottles in there. And they don't seem like they're going anywhere either. People are just not looking for them. They're in one of those little
maturing.
One of those little side case, those little tiny like soda cases, you know. That's like a little Coca-Cola case.
Yeah.
Fridge.
The Haffer.
Yeah, with like three little shelves.
Mm-hmm.
It's in one of those. I don't think that's properly stored.
Not proper.
It's not proper, bro. Wow, I like this. I'm getting the grape. How's it going, everyone? You guys going good?
Just thinking about this beer.
Beers to look out for. We think you should look out for. Looking out for anything from Trademark Brewing, because Trademark is a new brewer in Long Beach.
Mm.
I saw. So I'm thinking our SoCal. I just more or less want to hear about Trademark. So any of our SoCal peeps,
we need a remote.
Yeah, do a get it. I would like to hear about a get it happening at Trademark Brewing this weekend or some point close. Trademark Brewing in Long Beach. It looks really cool. I just want to hear a report back from Trademark. Attack Frequency from Modern Times is back.
Whoa.
Remember that shiz?
Oh my God.
It's back. And I am looking out for it. As well as. Damn it. If you remember correctly, Paul made a song specifically for Attack Frequency, and here it is. Paul from Fairfax. Even then still would be Attack Frequency. Haven't seen it yet. It's pretty hard to get, but pretty soon I bet I see it in the store. Drink it like a whore till there is no more. Stumbled into bed, dreams of you inside my head. Pretty soon we'll be me and Attack Frequency, sitting on a hill, dreaming of you still. I wonder if I will ever. just an excuse to bring back Attack Frequency from Paul. But it really is. It's really coming out. So Citra, Amarillo, El Dorado, and Rakua. Rakua? Rakua hops. Stone Day Slayer.
Whoa.
It's a collab with Maine Beer Company. It's called Day Slayer, an IPA fit for the Lords of Metal.
Whoa.
7.5%, 22-ounce bottles. I just want to try it because it's metal. Totally metal, bro.
This is metal.
Anything from Revision Brewing?
Yeah.
Matt, have you had anything from Revision yet? Sacramento's Brewing that used to be Mr. Knee Deep.
Now Jeremy Warren.
Jeremy Warren's new Revision Brewing.
Haven't had
it. It's already winning awards. We haven't had anything from them. So looking out for our friend as a distributor distributes them. Like to see them. Nobel Works Nuclear Haze, a double IPA, whoa, which I assume is a foggy, hazy IPA. I want to see that. It's in cans, in the big cans. In town is a new batch of Faction beers, mm-hmm, the IPA, the Pale, and the Penske file. So might want to try and have, I know Moroa Shell has them at least.
Moroa, Willow, I think.
All the shells.
Yeah.
All the shells.
The Westshaw 76, they're terrible now. They just completely abandoned their craft brewery stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just like the last couple times I've been in there, it's just like, all right, they just said, never mind. Basically. They still got a couple of doors. It's not like there isn't anything there, but it's just not. They've pulled back. The Carl Strauss has a series. I haven't looked into it other than just I saw it at 614, a Taylor guitar series. I like Taylor guitar, maybe the best acoustic guitar maker in ever. It's a farmhouse with toasted maple.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That sounds all right.
I'll go for it. And this summer, I think maybe I'm going to be looking for a good table beer, a quote-unquote table beer.
Just
something super light.
Nonchalant.
Something under 4%, like 4% and under. It'd be good for some day drinking beer.
So this is any style beer? Or is table beer a specific style?
Yeah, it's any style beer, but I think table beer is going to be the one it's going to be the most common at that percent, you know, under 4%. It's pretty hard to find stuff under 4% outside of those. So I think I might
So it's different from session.
Giving them a try.
IPA
yeah.
is what I'm saying.
Right.
Or
right.
what I'm asking.
I'll be giving them a try, I think. So we'll be looking out for some table beers. What are you looking out for, Matt?
Once again, as I talked in the pre-show with you guys, that
the
I'm super sad that my crowler of Paso Pale from Silva didn't make it to the show.
Aww.
So I'm looking out. I'm looking out for getting that thing back to the homestead and taking care of it. So sorry, guys, that you don't get to enjoy it with me.
You're looking out for drinking a beer that's at your house.
Yep. No, it's at work.
That's it?
That's what I'm looking at.
Damn it. What are you looking out for, Nick?
So I don't know if I've ever heard of this before. Maybe you guys have Scofflaw Brewing?
Nope.
Had it. They have a basement IPA. Kind of.
For nerds in their basement?
I guess, yeah. Burial Beer is doing a collab with a spirits company. And they have a beer called Run the Jewels. Just like weird stuff right now. It's not like stout IPA. No, you know, there's a peanut butter Oreo beer out there. Mm-hmm. Just some different things happening. I guess all the ideas are done, so.
No more ideas for beer now. Yeah. We're done.
We thought
up all the things.
This Run the Jewels says Stay Gold on it. IPA.
Stay Gold.
Stay Gold. And I'm looking for the earlier mentioned barrel-aged Speedway Stout from Nailsmith.
Still? Wow.
Still.
Still on the docket.
Yeah.
On the board.
I know where you can get single cans of it right now.
Of barrel-aged Speedway Stout?
Barrel-aged, bro. Barrel-aged.
Speedway Stout's not normally barrel-aged?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. 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 Controversy.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either, but...
Those cans are expensive, too.
$8, yeah.
Yeah, I still see the can. Those mm-hmm. the regular-ass ones.
Usually, if you go out to a pub, though, they'll charge you...
To a pub?
$6
for a... Gonna go out to a pub.
Like $6 for a 6-ounce. So you now you're getting like 16 ounces for $8.
Yeah, yeah. But the big bottle is still 12. What's the big? Is it a 750?
It'd be a 750.
Yeah. I get it. I like the 12. I like the 16-ounce can. Looks cool. Fits in your pocket. Mm-hmm. You know? Walking around beer.
Good walking around, man.
Saying, yeah. Sneak that thing into a baseball game and you have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Without having a good night.
Yeah. If you're watching baseball, I mean, how good could it be anyway?
Busy Stadium has a Tioga that cart.
Was an Oscar Blues reference. Yes. Or, yeah. Tioga beer is
a good
there.
Night. A good night.
They have a little craft beer cart.
Mm-hmm.
A cart?
Yeah, well, it's like a little stand.
Ah.
I heard there's draft a few different places in there. I have yet to confirm for myself. But.
Because you're across the street working.
So I have noticed friends send me Snapchats. They're all drinking TS, watching the game. I was like, thank you for doing your part.
No, I see you.
After six $2 Tecates.
Had some Tecates and I decided to have a Toyota after that. So that's all they're looking out for, eh?
That is it.
I don't know. What's next? Anyone know?
Ben.
Cheese. Kyle.
Really?
Cheese. Ben?
Oh.
All I really cheese, want is cheese.
Cheese. It's the end of the cheese, and I'm looking out for cheese. Damn it. How is this not already fucking pulled up?
It's the stand that's messing it up.
They should have barrel-aged cheddar cheese.
Yes. Smoked Gouda barrel-aged.
You just throw a bunch of cheese in a barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. So is that proper to throw that cheese in there? Fuck it. Here's where we should have an Untappd sponsorship, but... Untappd really doesn't have that much money, so I don't think they can sponsor podcasts. But anyway, we're on Untappd, like a lot of beer nerds are.
Just give us a badge.
Yeah, give us a badge. That's all we need, and we'll talk about Untappd all day long. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost anything to give us a badge, damn it. I am Dorktown on Untappd. Please friend me on there. I like having friends.
What have you been caught drinking, Mike?
I've been caught drinking. Well, last week we had such a large show with the clam, whatever we called it.
Clam bags?
Clam bags.
The clam bag. Or the bag jam.
The bag jam, sponsored by Libertine Brewing. Make sure to check out Libertine Brewing anytime you're in the Central Coast of California. Pretty rad, dude.
Multiple
you wanted
locations.
Some surfing lessons with Tyler? He can go out surfing with Tyler. Oh, I hope one day Tyler could teach me how to surf again.
Nice.
I thought I knew when I was a teenager, but I didn't. I was terrible.
He'd probably just look at you and go, no.
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 You're not doing it.
But this Stop is surfing, it. Right?
No. Falling off, getting up on a board for half a second is not surfing. Because that's what I used to do. So, yeah, I missed my opening day thing. So I had my big opening day. The year before, I had all these plans and ended up not getting started till 2 in the afternoon because it starts at 10 a.m. here on the West Coast. This year, I was able to get it to about 11:30. I was able to get started. I was shooting for 10, but ended up being about 11:30, which was okay. Let's see. If I can pull it back. I had my notes for the opening day. I started out all strong, and then that, as the day wore on, I was like, nobody's paying attention to me.
But you don't even care.
Join the baseball, watching the baseball. I wanted to get a rush hour to start with.
I was waiting for that post.
The couple places I went, I couldn't find a rush hour.
No.
Believe it or not. I was like, this isn't going to happen. I guess I'm not going to get a rush hour.
Wait, you went that morning?
No, I went the day before.
Oh, okay.
I went scouting out a couple places. And
yeah. Should have let me know. I would have gave you the key code to my garage, and you could have just beep, beep, boop, boop, popped in the garage fridge and
got all the rush hour you wanted, bro.
No, just one.
No, not all I wanted, just one. I would have allowed one to leave the fridge, and that would have been it.
And bring back the change.
yeah, and make sure to document it and have my sister sign off on it and everyone sign off on it and make sure everything's cool. I had the first beer of the day was the New Tropic from Stillwater. Is there one of those?
Completely different direction.
Yeah. It's an IPA, but it's sort of more lean towards the Saison as far as I'm concerned.
Hmm.
But it's still a good beer. It's a good starter beer. It's like having a mimosa, so
whoa,
sort of appropriate for a morning beer.
Some Bennies with that.
Mm-hmm. And I had a Slow Roll.
Nice. IPA
from Track 7. Got that from our new Total Wine because it was the only place in town that has a Slow Roll as far as I've seen.
They were sold out.
Oh, man, I couldn't
get I had more. To get Hoppy Bomb.
Then I had a Blazing World.
Mm-mm.
I see a trend here.
Blazing World. I'm building up percentages. Then I had a General Sherman IPA from Tonga Sequoia.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, apparently you will.
Oh, is this an emergency?
Is this an emergency? I kind of is.
We had emergency candles that were probably about the same.
And then the break up the IPA-ness, I had a peanut butter milk stout from Belching Beaver. That was in the afternoon. Now we're in the afternoon time of the day. I spaced these out real well. Yeah. I never got too drunk. And then a Booming Rollers came out from Modern Times. And then another General Sherman. And then at that point, I think there was around that point where Bells came over. Remember I was saying, like, if you start seeing me taking selfies, then I'm in trouble. Send pizza. Well, yeah. Bells came over with a pizza around
3 o'clock
in the afternoon. He's like, oh, dude, this guy needs a pizza.
This guy needs some pizza.
So Bells came over with the pizza. And I think I ended the night with another New Tropic. I felt like you I needed to bookend it. So that was my day. And I actually never really got drunk the whole day. I was drinking from 11:30 to about 11:30.
Nice.
It was about a 12-hour drinking, but I spaced it out real well. Never got drunk, but I did have to work the next day. And I'm blaming the New Tropic, but I don't know, but my stomach was so jacked up all day. Oh, it was like heartburn all day. I couldn't get rid of it.
Damn.
So other than that, I was fine.
Nice.
So I think
able to function.
My drinking skills paid off as far as hangover wise and getting too drunk. So that was my opening day of baseball. So we can wait till next year for that. This week, I didn't do a whole lot of drinking. I've been holding back a little bit. I did have a Shuttle Bunny from Kern River, the Imperial the Double IPA from Kern River, because it's got a bunny and it's very Eastery. Speaking of Easter beers.
It's a good Easter beer.
And that drop art that we had earlier, I got that 4-pack. Just that was total label buy. That's nice. It's still nice. It's a nice beer.
It's a nice beer.
And also Tangerine Express IPA from Stone. It's a 22 ounce.
Uh-huh.
It's only, I don't know why, but it's only $4.50.
Yeah.
It's only $4.50. It's fresh still. It's within a month of being brewed. It's an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
most
bad.
Most places have it.
Yeah. And it's not bad. It's a nice, if you like, you know, the tropical tangerine IPAs, it's good. And it's only $4.50. It's like freaking The best deal ever. And Alesmith IPA cans, which I wasn't digging this batch.
Yeah.
I wasn't digging it.
I don't know if new ones have hit town. The last ones I saw in town,
they were
packaged on like 12, 16.
I think there's a package after that. I think I was paying attention to that.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wasn't digging them though.
The High Tide from Lost Abbey is a good, also green can, and also good beer. IPA, 16 ounce, four packs at Fig Tree right now.
From who? Lost Abbey?
Yeah. Or Port.
The same. It's Port. Port.
But it's not.
No, those are good cans.
Yeah.
I've had them. I love them cans.
Oh, no, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Big ones or small?
All of them. Doesn't matter. I like all the cans.
All the cans.
As long as there's cans, I like them.
Firm cans.
Firm. Bearded Brewer, 87.
Been caught drinking.
That's your untapped handle.
By recommendation, I went to go look for some slow roll at Total Wine. Did not have. So ended up with the six
Who
pack
recommended
of Hoppy
that?
Palm. Hoppy Palm is what happened.
You should get some of the slow roll. Oh, too bad it's the last one.
You should get some of it. He's like, yeah, I'm coming down right now. He's like, yeah, I took the last one.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Hop Dome. I had one of those cans. It's pretty good beer from Taugascoy Brewing Company in Fresno, California.
Where?
Booming Rollers.
New York Times says that's a decent city to live in.
That's a decent city to visit.
Yeah. The New York Times claims Fresno is sort of okay to go live in.
Then I was at my local Save Mart of all places, and they had a Booming Rollers from Modern Times. It was canned on 321, so just about 2 weeks old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's some booming.
So I picked that up, and it's gone. It's gone.
Piss poor reference.
There's been past like week and a half, I've ended up at Goldstein's like two or three times. And the only single IPA other than change order that they had on their board was Hop Hunter. So I've been drinking the crap out of that Hop Hunter from Sierra Nevada.
Huh. That's a new one?
It tasted good.
So I didn't know they had.
Was draft. So I haven't seen bottles. So I don't know if bottles showed up.
That's Mario.
Yep.
To bring Mario in here. Say, hey, man. Give us an update.
Same thing with Spokeasy. They've been having a lot of doubles or kind of weirder beers to me.
A weirdo.
So I've been sipping on the Pale 390.
You're back there in the gaming area.
Your beers are weird. I've been sipping on the Alesmith's Pale 394 cans. Those have been holding up pretty well.
Yeah.
And then, hey guys, I'm at Doug and Stacy's wedding.
Oh, you went to Rad Stacy's wedding.
Yep. And so she had a big old tub of Dayblazer.
Oh, come on.
Tub of Dayblazer.
Fat Tire. Those were what I enjoyed on. But she also had 1554 Voodoo Ranger.
Oh, Voodoo Ranger.
1554 and Voodoo Ranger.
No.
There was one
more. Voodoo Rangers. That's the only good one.
I can't remember. And there was one other one. I don't know what it was. I think it might have been Citradelic or something with the lime or something. I don't know. So it was all New Belgium beer.
Lime in the coconut.
No, no.
Tony Bags is there, so naturally, you know, he was doing a little bottle share on the side.
Tony Bags. Tony Bags.
He's next to the cake table with like just an array of beers. Cake can wait.
I got a beer.
So he told me, he's all, hey,
that day blazes bullshit.
I brought a Hop Maniac Crowler from Silva. He's like, we cracked that open. I was So I was eating some
beers.
Hop Maniac, huh?
Secret wedding beers.
Secret.
I was eating some chicken rigatoni and sipping on a Hop Maniac, and I was feeling pretty good.
Food pairing?
Yeah, it was.
How is that Hop Maniac?
It's a solid, like, 7-ish% IPA. It's pretty dang good.
It's West Coast-y? Like,
yes. It's not over the board.
You know what I'm saying?
It's no palate record. It's nothing like it. It's not. It's... It's if you've had Nelson, you'll enjoy it.
Oh.
And then he also, one of his contacts was coming up from San Diego, and he's like, hey, man, do you want anything while you're here? So fucking Tony Bag strolls in with a growler of Pupil from Society. So we were sipping on some Society during at the
Tony Bags of New Mike Sardina. Yeah.
So I mean that's my been caught drinking. That was my wedding been caught drinking.
It's a good name for a brewery. New Mike Sardina.
New Mike Sardina
Brewing LLC. Like,
they're going to be in Brewbound newsletter looking for new brewer at Mike Sardina Brewing. The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Hello.
Make him your friend.
Yay, friends. Watch me not check in.
Yeah, watch me not check in.
I got to Art Hop for once.
Get that beer
Get
over there.
Get that beer over there.
Oh, you want this? Oh, you finally want this?
Yes. That one too, yeah.
All the beer.
I still haven't got this emergency beer. Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
Nah, it's all right. So I got to Art Hop at Tioga.
Hey.
And had a beer, and I had two beers, and I had some barbecue sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and some pizza. Both were cooked on fire.
Yep. Yeah, they were.
I had a Midnight Lightning.
Nice.
Followed by a Hop Dome, which was pretty much just liquid hops at that point.
Ooh, man.
You mean like this?
Let's hear what that sounds like. You hear the hops escaping? You hear the hop dust escaping?
I can smell them.
The hop dust is penetrating our nostrils as we speak.
Hop dome is being poured now.
Hop doom. I think.
Hop doom.
Mikey, have you had this yet?
I haven't had it.
Have not had. I think you will be disappointed.
Oh, wait. I don't think I have. No. There was. What was the other one in that same?
Half dome.
No. The first Art Hop beer.
First Art Hop here was Valley Haze.
Yes, okay. I've had Valley Haze. I've not had.
Yep, be prepared to be disappointed.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to like this at all.
All right. We'll see.
We'll see.
We shall see. Rinsing glass properly.
So Art Hop was cool. They had the Farm Bureau giving out free raisins. Apparently, I hope they were free. We took quite a bit of them.
Nice.
Raisins.
Did you put them on your salad?
No, we enjoy them fresh.
Oh. Way better than craisins.
Yeah, way
if
better.
If they would have given you craisins,
they would still like, all be there. All those boxes would still
have
be
thrown at it immediately. You would you done that thing, thrown it immediately in the trash.
Yes, another place.
Yeah, another place. Trash.
They had,
another place. Trash.
They had peach cups, raisins,
almonds.
Almonds.
Almonds. Those went fast.
No almonds because you knocked the L out of them.
Orange.
Oh.
Oranges and string cheese.
String cheese. God. I missed the string cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're all, damn it, string cheese.
That was the best day.
I could have had string cheese.
Could have had.
So, Sunday, we go to clean up the place, and one of my staff members comes up to me. They're
ooh, piece of candy.
There's like, what's with the string cheese in the fridge? And I was like, what string cheese in the fridge? And they show me, and there was two, like, 60 packs of string cheese that they forgot in the fridge, and we're just
that's
like,
why nobody got string cheese.
No, they put, like, a bunch out. But they forgot two packs in a fridge. And I was like, well, shit, we're eating string cheese for the next week.
You didn't see anything.
Yeah. There was three boxes of raisins and
yes,
120 things of string cheese and like two boxes of oranges. We've been living pretty large at the brewery right now.
Oh, yeah, the oranges.
Wow, life is good. It's yeah. How it's going.
I forgot to bring lunch. Oh, okay, string cheeses, orange,
string
raisins.
Cheese and almonds.
Yep, there we go.
The emergency drinking beer, by the way, donated to us by Lumber Jose. That's good. I don't understand what style it was. It feels like just
it's
like
an
ale.
All-purpose ale.
Yeah.
All-purpose blend.
That makes sense.
I was not a fan of it.
Emergency drinking beer. I think for
I
that purpose.
I was not a fan of it.
Ready to drink. Do not refill.
Do not refill.
It's got that cool, like, you know, emergency drinking beer.
Yeah, very Spartan blend. Label.
I think for the point of it, it works.
Very functional label.
But now I am pouring my hop dome.
Can't believe you just did that.
Oh, man, I can't believe you're going to drink that.
Can't believe it.
Yep. Wow, this is dank. Like very wet dank. Wet dankness.
I didn't see that.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll take it a little bit more.
Keep thinking that you're not getting beers over here.
All right. Keep thinking that.
Oh, wow.
Let's have Mikey.
That's that good haze. If you're going to have a foggy beer, this is a good one.
It's not a foggy beer.
Very agricultural.
It's hazy because it's unfiltered wheat beer.
Wheat.
It's not hazy because it's East Coast. So, hazy, dank, dry-hopped wheat ale, Citra, CTZ, Amarillo, and Mosaic.
Unfiltered yeah, wheat that mosaic. Pale ale. Getting that mosaic.
So, I'll finish up with my... I was clearing some old beers out of the fridge. I still had a winter warmer from Drake's, this year's Jolly Roger beer. And an old Triton Project. I was like, I better drink that.
Yeah, gotta get to that.
Modern Times Triton mm-hmm. Project, which was not a terrible IPA from them. Maybe not my favorite. Like, I think Orderville still holds yes. strong for me as far as Modern Times big bottle IPAs. Mm-hmm. But Triton Project. Jolly Roger, what else did I have? I think that was it. Oh, I had a Mikkeller Beer Geek.
Mikkeller.
Beer Geek Brunch, I believe it was, the coffee stout.
I almost got that for my opening day beer, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was like a $3.50 can at the Fort. They're selling them singles.
The Fort.
Fort it or again it.
What's going on with that craft beer bar the Fort has? Why don't I hear any buzz about that bar?
I don't know.
Craft Beer Wine Bistro?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They just had a Dust Bowl Tap takeover last Saturday.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. I haven't eaten there yet, but the beer selection's good.
All right.
Food is definitely tolerable.
Solid three-star.
Worth it to go get the beer. Well, do they have? Can you buy beer in there?
No.
Bottles?
No, they'll tell you.
I thought I seen a Doors in there.
They right? do. Those are to drink there.
Oh, okay.
He brings in bottles from the bottle store. Shop. Yeah.
So you but, can't buy it and leave.
No, I heard the bartender telling another couple. He's like, well, anything you see here, you could get at the Fort. So go mm-hmm. down the street and you could yeah. buy it to go there.
Okay.
But he does have, he has, you know, two or three of the wine, not wine chillers, but. Like the soda fridges.
Right.
With the sliding doors.
Okay. Now I know.
Yeah.
Knowing half the battle.
20 taps, I think.
Oh, mm-hmm. some more taps than I thought.
Yeah. It's a good selection.
Okay. I'll check definitely it out eclectic. Next time I'm on the Fryant.
Mm-hmm. On the Fryant.
Well, thanks. That was all your Bangkots, Nick.
That is all for this week.
The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, and Dorktown. Those are all the names to learn on Untapped. Hop Dome.
Is that the official theme song?
Yep, that's it.
Nice.
You're welcome, Tauga.
You're welcome.
Cheers. We like to cheers people we like. Because that's liking things. And that's fun. It's fun. We have a new Golden God. What? I think he's a returning Golden God, but that's okay. He's a new Golden God.
We won him back, huh?
Yeah, Larry Talley. Cheers to you, Larry. Thank you for your donation. And everybody, all our Golden Gods, they are the best. Yes. They keep us from going in debt doing the show. They keep us afloat. The Golden Gods are the people that donate money to us every month on via Patreon, the website Patreon. If you look at our show notes, there's a link to it, or perfectpourpod.com, there's a link to it, or Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. And you can see how you can donate to the show. Give us a little cash, and you get a little bit of extra audio. for the effort, like our tailgate, where we're just sitting around. Nobody else, I've never seen any other podcast give their raw, sitting around, unfiltered audio as a bonus. So, actually, I've seen one. So, or the second one.
I've never seen anybody ever. Never.
No, never. But then all the research I've done, I've never seen anyone do it, except for now there's one. But yeah, there's that, and you get a little bit of early access to other stuff we do. And
free stickers,
too. Yes. Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We get around to it. I think maybe we should give a giveaway for a Libertine bottle giveaway to our.
That's the best idea you've ever had.
Mm-hmm. It is a great idea. Whether we can actually physically put a bottle in a box and write things on it and take it to a place that would send it out to this area. That's
and not sweat your ass off.
That's the big fearing question.
You're going to get FBI'd right now.
FBI'd, bro. So cheers to all our golden gods. Big cheers, man. Appreciate it. Also, cheers to Alec Borga back out in New Jersey. He's living near where I spent summer there a couple of weeks ago. Producer Becky's from. So cheers to Alex.
Did you hang out with John Cougar Mellencamp?
I did not. I don't think John Cougar's. He's from Indiana.
Oh, not. No, are you sure?
New Jersey.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. Cody Ryan, 1989, The Beer Hiker, Brandon Davis, Matt Vaught from Forder Brewing. We're still waiting up. That Forder, we know all this ale trail, bro, and all this talk. We still, like, Forder is still out there.
Yeah.
Just sort of circling the area. You don't know what's going to happen there. Whoa. Where is Forder going to end up? We don't have a Zach's Brewing announcement to announce as far as location-wise.
Nope, nothing yet.
No Zach's official location for Zach's Brewing yet. Their
pending location.
Pending location. Hoptology SD.
Yeah.
Hoptology SD.
It's Tom up to.
Yeah, Tom. Bill the fucking science guy checked in on Instagram.
He's back.
Yeah, he's still out there. Reggie 559, Colin Salomon, Barry, Bobby Diesel, USA Mariano, and just everybody, man. Cheers. Cheers to everybody that listens to the show and shares it and talks about us and pumps us out. It's super appreciated. For reals, man. Cheers. Matt, got some cheers before we go.
Cheers out to Preston, new untapped friend. That's... what I got.
That's it. Preston, man. You get it all. Preston featured. All. Matt's one featured cheers is Preston.
Whew. Solo cheers.
Nick, what are you cheersing, man?
Burgers and burgers. More.
I cheers burgers.
Burgers and More Company. Coming to your event soon.
Is that local, bro?
Probably not. It does not sound local. Cheers to you. Well, proper cheers to the Bearded Brewer for a Tioga recovery beer.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was perfect. It hit the spot. Cheers to Zach's Brewing for passing out Perfect Pour stickers at the Selma Craft Beer Festival. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more stickers out there.
He was having get-its left and right.
Were there actual listeners?
I actually don't know. I haven't talked to him. I need to tell him. See how
left and right, man.
Left and
right.
I'm sure.
Perfect Pour listeners are just coming up to him.
Every beer he handed out was a get it.
Yep. Yeah. Sure. Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. We just had to get it. You didn't even know.
He just every time he finishes the pour, he's like, "Get it,
get it." I
had to get it. I just didn't brag about it.
I'm you too. Thanks. Oh, you just didn't brag? Oh, you're one of those guys that has to get it but doesn't brag.
It was Shayna, Tony Bags, myself, and Stacy.
No, that was a wedding.
At the wedding. That's not a get it.
Tony Bags brought beer. That's a freaking get it.
Okay, but you're there because of the wedding. I want you to be there because of Perfect Pour.
I was there because of the free beer.
You hear that?
Her wedding was Matt a total. Stacey. Her
she's not listening. The actual ceremony, you can say wherever the fuck you want.
The actual ceremony was like all of like 6.5 minutes.
That's wow. Good.
And then everything else
that's
is just
good. That's about, all anyone wants yeah, to sit through.
Yeah.
You just want to get the reception.
And they were happy. They got married. And then we had the fun.
Right. That's the way to do
and
it.
And somebody probably ended up naked in the hot tub.
Whoa. Who?
Anyways.
Female?
No.
Or male? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Typical.
Over.
Yeah.
There were...
It's usually me.
There were females.
Yeah, I wasn't there, dude. That doesn't make sense.
There were females threatening to do that, but I don't
think yeah, classic. Females threatening. I might get naked. Okay, I'll get naked.
Boom, naked.
Boom, naked. I'm what? Naked. You what know what?
What happened to your clothes?
You know what? I've decided now that I won't be getting naked.
That's cool. I'll still stay naked.
Great. I'll be inside.
Cool. I'll be out here if you need me. Naked. You don't mind if I Snapchat this, dude? Yeah.
I'm going to put it on Snapchat, and they're trying to get you in the background, so I look cool.
I prove there's other people here.
Okay, yeah. Look, we're all getting naked. Snapchat.
Well, the rest of us, they're coming shortly.
Yeah, but me, I'm starting it. We're all naked hot tubbing. All right, well, where are we at now?
That's it.
That's the show, man.
That's the show.
That's the perfect pour.
That's you just what
experienced
you get.
It. That's what you get. A lot of drinking, a lot of talking, a lot of hot tubbing. That's what we do, man. All right.
The occasional seldom tangent.
Yeah.
I mean, rare.
It's very rare. Yeah. If you heard the tangent bumper, that's rare, man.
Yeah. You were paying close attention.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Beer. I think beer of the episode, I almost want to say that Tropicália.
Damn. But
I think maybe there's one I'm missing here.
This not seeing. Lonely beer
yeah,
over here.
That is it. The Dust Bowl, that change order. I think the change order is my favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was.
I hate to say it. I think Drop Art takes the cake.
You, really?
Yeah.
A Saison?
A Saison.
The beer of the episode for you?
That was the one.
Wow.
I don't know why I have to have a little bit more of that Libertine. That one was drinking pretty good.
Oh, too. Yeah, it is good, though.
But
it is.
The Drop Art was nice.
We're going to drink some Libertine. We're going to have some fun. Matt, you have any opinion on this week's beers? Your favorite?
The Creature Comfort.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tropicália. Yeah, solid. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com. At Perfect Pour on all the social medias, and be safe, have fun drinking beer this week. Have fun drinking beer this week, but be safe about it, and we'll so we can see you back next week. Hey, summer!
Did we start already? Did I miss it?
Yeah, you're tangenting. You're not saying anything. That's a tangent.
Tangent.
You're supposed to be talking about beer, and you're not, so you're tangenting us.